of those key events, one of those spotlight, headline, hood ornament events is City Park Jazz. They begin this weekend. And in the house with us, one of the City Park Jazz board members, Dave Flomberg. Welcome back to Kuvo, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, man. Smiling this morning here at What We Tell Jazz Fans is the other 7 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I tell you, man, people are serious about their jazz, and the City Park Jazz event beginning this weekend, Sunday nights at City Park, is a rain or shine event.
Absolutely.
So in Colorado, we just sort of roll with it.
Right. We don't let anything stop us. We've had a couple of great seasons with plenty of rain in and out. It moves quick, you know, in Denver, but we keep plugging through, and it actually sometimes gives us a great backdrop of some emotional color and interest behind the music.
Talk about interest. If it's bad, people will stay in their cars, and sometimes that's a safety thing. But as soon as it breaks, and you guys say, hey, the music is on, people are right there, man. They're right back.
Worst it's been, I think one time we moved into the pavilion with a smaller group. Lynn Baker was playing, and we actually brought him back this year because
he was such a champ. I mean, he's just that guy.
He did.
Rain or shine, hail, you know, sleet.
Right. It's like the Postal Service, except, you know, more fun to listen to.
Only better. That's right. Hey, and you've got the logo contest is complete. You have recruited, I guess, community folks to compete for this year's logo. What'd you come up with?
Yeah, we have a great image kind of made out of a guitar by a brilliant young local designer named Ben Marshall, who works at a local advertising agency called Faction Media. But it's a great example of you know, our integration with the arts. Over the last couple of years, one of the things we've been focused on is really trying to get more involved in the arts community at large. In addition to that, we have a painting, limited edition print, done by Christopher Clark, who's a local artist as well. And we'll be selling some of those signed printed editions out at the installments every week.
The website is cityparkjazz.org. Our guest, Dave Flomberg, from the board. City Park Jazz, you guys have been doing this for a while. This year, another 10 weeks of great jazz on Sunday night.
Absolutely.
And let's check out the lineup.
Who you got? Well, we're opening this weekend with Selena Albright, the eminent vocalist and daughter of the famous Barry sax player Gerald Albright.
Oh, I didn't know that was the relationship.
And Tuesday night, Jazz Odyssey host Casey Sidwell on bass behind Selena.
Yeah, so
nice.
It's a great start for the season. After that, Annie Booth Quartet. She's a pianist, and she's
and great new album from her, and that's going to be terrific to hear her on stage too. So
yeah.
Father's Day.
Nelson Rangel.
Who?
We've heard of him once or twice. 28th Pa Cow Band. Eminent drummer, local, real talented.
I guess he was at Dazzle last night. Interesting. We have World Beat.
That's one of the things we could look for in our lineup across the season is a lot of diversity. And speaking of, we got a curveball this year with a new local band called the Messers, who's features some great heavy hitters from a bunch of other local bands over the years, including Adam Bartek on trombone. Kate Calhoun is the vocalist, and I'm telling you, this is a funky band. They're going to be, it's a super, super funky band, and very cool.
That's on July 5th, 4th of July weekend, that Sunday.
Yeah. After that, we've got Eric Trujillo and the Mambo Tet.
You gotta look it up, man. You got so much talent, you got to make sure you got your list in front of you there.
Right? Going off of memory is a little tough. Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts. I know this is one that Susan Gatchett, who's on our board, and also should be very well known to
never
the
KVO. Never heard of her.
Listenership. She's a big champion of these guys, and should be a real fun opportunity to see some younger students playing. Again, we bring Lynn Baker back on the 26th. Give him another shot at a bigger crowd. And, you know, we expect, speaking of, somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 people, your closest friends and neighbors every weekend. So when we move on to August 2nd with Ellen Rucker and her trio and Joni Janik and Wendy Fopiano, I've never pronounced
Fopiano,
that one.
Fopiano. Wendy Fopiano.
Oh, man, yeah, Joni Janik and Myra Warren. Man, I don't know if those women get in the same room or on the same stage at the same time.
Right.
What could happen?
Yeah, you know, Ken Walker on the bass for that one. And then we're closing it out this season with the big-time Sammy Mayfield Review, who I think you guys are pretty well acquainted with as well here at KU.
Yeah, and 5 Points Jazz, he got his award, and it's terrific stuff.
Dave Flomberg from City Park Jazz. You know, a big year this year for an even bigger year next year.
Yeah, this is our 29th season, and next year marks the big 3-0. So, you know, we're even starting to talk about how we're going to celebrate that and really champion the work that the board of directors has done for 30 years. You know, keep in mind, this is an all-working board. It's a volunteer organization. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. We subsist on the generosity of the crowd who shows up and, you know, throws a couple bucks into the bucket every week and, you know, a few limited grants and then a great list of sponsors, of which, you know, KUVO has been a great partner for us over the years, and we're very appreciative of that.
Yeah, support the sponsors as well. Dave Flomberg, cityparkjazz.org, starting Sunday night. Thanks, man, for coming in.
It's always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.